This is Sound Mindset. I'm Robert, and today is Wednesday. I hope you're doing great wherever you're joining me from. As we move into the spring, it's one of my favorite times of year. Scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." So for the next 10 minutes, we're going to do that by focusing on a very simple breathing exercise to start, just to still our minds. And then we'll get in touch with what we're feeling inside so that we can bring that to God for Him to know our heart. And then we'll focus on God's Word. We do all of this every day just to get present in His presence. So as we begin, let's get comfortable wherever we are. If it's safe to do so, close your eyes. Just relax. Quiet your mind as I lead you through a very simple breathing exercise. When we start, we'll breathe in through our nose deeply for a count of four, filling your belly. Hold it for a count of four, and then exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of six. All right, start by completely exhaling. Now let's inhale through our nose. Two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. And exhale through your mouth. Three, four, five, six. Again, inhale. Two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. And exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Do this a couple more times on your own, just breathing in deeply through your nose, slowly exhaling through your mouth. Relax your muscles. Let go of any tension that you might have in your body. If you get distracted, it's normal. Have grace with yourself. Just bring your focus back to your breathing, to the rising and the falling of your chest. Slow down. Just get fully present right now, in this moment, as you breathe in and out. And now let's check what's going on inside with what we're feeling. In this moment, not in general, but right now, in this moment, what are you feeling? Once you've identified that, let's go a little deeper. What else? What's going on deep inside? And now let's just move our attention and focus on our Father who is with us right now. I want you to picture Him in your same physical space because He's here. Tell your Father what you're feeling. Tell Him what you just identified is going on inside. And then let's just sit in a few moments of stillness, aware of His presence, listening for His voice. I want to encourage you that no matter how many times you've read or heard this passage I'm about to read, try to hear this today with new ears and a fresh heart. Today, I'm reading from Matthew 15, a very familiar passage. Then Jesus called His disciples and told them, "I feel sorry for these people. They have been here with me for 3 days, and now they have nothing left to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry, or they will faint along the way. The disciples replied, "Where would we get enough food here in the wilderness for such a huge crowd?" Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" They replied, "Seven loaves and a few small fish." So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the seven loaves and the fish, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to the disciples, who distributed the food to the crowd. They all ate as much as they wanted. Afterward, the disciples picked up seven large baskets of leftover food. There were 4,000 men who were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. Then Jesus sent the people home. Today, right now, where are you lacking? Where is there just not enough? The difference made in this story was Jesus being given what the people had. He will always be a gentleman, so he will never take what is not handed over to him. Wherever you are lacking, hand that over to Jesus right now in this moment. And listen to today's passage again, this time from the Message Bible. But Jesus wasn't finished with them. He called his disciples and said, "I hurt for these people. For 3 days now, they've been here with me, and now they have nothing to eat. I can't send them away without a meal. They probably collapse on the road." His disciples said, "But where in this deserted place are you going to dig up enough food for a meal?" Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" "Seven loaves," they said, "plus a few fish." At that, Jesus directed the people to sit down. He took the seven loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he divided it all up and gave it to the people. Everyone ate. They all had what they wanted. It took seven large baskets to collect all the leftovers. Over 4,000 people ate their fill at that meal. Here's the point. Even though we live in this world, God also has his kingdom here. He has his own economy. He has his own people. He has his own way of working. Can you ask him now to let you see your version of this miracle and then believe him to provide where you're lacking? As you think about this and you think about giving your loaves and fishes to Jesus, whatever that is, whatever it is that you feel like you just don't have enough, just hand that over to Jesus. And let's take some slow, deep breaths. Breathe in deep. Realize the King of the universe is with us. He multiplies what we bring. Exhale. Let go of thinking that you have to meet everybody's needs all the time on your own. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this is such a crazy story, but I know you can do anything you want. Please take the things in my life that I feel are subtracted and divided and add to them, multiply them in your will. As above, so below. Amen. Thanks, friend, for being with me. It's always such a privilege. I'm looking forward to being back with you tomorrow. Have a great day.